An old dog Christmas. Some great old dogs went to the sky this year, like they do every year, especially at the senior dog sanctuary, where gray muzzles and rickety legs soak up the sun. They lay on blankets over piles of straw and on beds pawed to pillowed perfection. Some old dogs wear jackets so they too can enjoy the sun on a winter's day. At the Christmas fundraiser, we drink cider and ogle at the dogs wearing Christmas sweaters. Tails wag and hands pat smiling furry faces. A canine massage therapist demonstrates the glory of dog body work with a willing Labrador mix about to doze off in front of the small crowd. The lighting of the tree commences in a small living room crowded with people, old dogs, and love. Dogs sniff our pockets for treats. The rest are lounging, and a few are farting. It is here where we will sit in silence for 20 minutes to remember the dogs that went to the sky this year. Candles are lit and the lights are dimmed as someone begins reading each dog's name. Abuelita, Pecos, Sammy. My friend sitting beside me holds back laughter because the living old dogs keep passing gas, unaware of the memorial ceremony. I try to ignore the sound of an air mattress deflating in puffs. Perhaps it's just a dog's way of remembering his friends. I nearly cry thinking of the dogs that went to Rainbow Bridge, but now, sitting in the dark, I am quelling intense juvenile laughter at the most inappropriate moment. Now I really am crying. More names are read. Denny, Mr. Snuggles, Jasmine. Then it's the lighting of the Christmas tree in the Scandinavian tradition of real candle flames clipped to the tree. With so much flatulence in the room, it's amazing the air doesn't ignite. The very content elder dogs keep panting, snoring, smiling, and farting. I learn about the meaning of life surrounded by old dogs here and at home. Every night, I go to sleep with my large 14-year-old dog laying beside my bed, where he snores and farts blissfully. He still runs in his dreams, his rickety legs pawing the floor. On my husband's side of the bed is our two-toothed curmudgeon terrier, who was born before the invention of electricity. For Christmas, all the two-toothed terrier wants is another bite of food. There's the chihuahua that sleeps between my husband and I. Every night, we play a game called Scoot the Chihuahua. It's not as naughty as it sounds. Relegated to the foot of the bed, she takes the opportunity to bite my offensive foot that so carelessly disturbed her. For Christmas, all she wants is to sleep nested in my long hair undisturbed. There's our new dog, the puppy, smarter than all our geriatric dogs combined, the one who knows all his toys by name, but still pees on the chihuahua every chance he gets. For the puppy, every day is Christmas. He sniffs the butts of the old dogs and tries to understand why they move so slow. My big 14-year-old dog is a simple creature. It may be his last Christmas, and all he really wants is a certain kind of dog biscuits and some leftover Chinese food. Thank you.